Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Living Today. We're here to experience this human life in all of its glorious contrast. Jennifer Lonberg and her guides have been helping people bridge the gap between spirituality and being human, and how to realistically and practically incorporate spirituality into all aspects of our daily life since 2015. She is the author of multiple books, including Embodied Grace, A Woman's Path to Empowerment, and The Secret Experiences of a Closet Psychic. This is the place to be to talk about all things life and spirituality. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the next episode of Spiritual Living Today. I am excited to be here with you today, and I realize that this podcast is called Spiritual Living Today, and we haven't even talked about what is spirituality. So I thought today that's what we would talk about. So how do you even come up with the idea of what is spirituality, right? So how do you even describe it? Such a broad concept. But if we kind of boil it down, it's basically a belief in something beyond ourselves, right? Like if we just talk about it very simply, but also at the same time, spiritual things, spiritual energy, spiritual stuff can mean so many things to so many different people. Now, I've already talked about dogma and how it's beliefs without even questioning them. And I think a lot of times when people are really on a spiritual quest, it's when they begin to start questioning the beliefs that maybe they've been born with, right? So I don't want to talk about this in the context of religion necessarily, because within each religion is its own spiritual practices and its own definition of spirituality. But I think if we can look at spirituality from a place of knowing that I think what everybody's searching for when they're thinking that they're on a spiritual journey or they're trying to tap into their spirituality, you know, it's really trying to be more in alignment with peace, maybe contentment, gratitude and acceptance, right? All of these things are what most people that I know of, when we're talking about spirituality, that's what they would say, right? They're looking for something or trying to express or understand something beyond themselves. Now, what's interesting is when I first started on my own journey, one of the things that I had sat down with was, you know, what is this feeling that I have? And what is this that I'm trying to change in my life or create in my life? And why would I be like coaching people in their life? Like, what is it that I can offer? And what that felt like was the way that I had learned to live my life by changing my own limiting beliefs and my own nasty little mean girl is what I call it in my book, Embodied Grace. And that's what it was. That's the title, is Embodied Grace, right? So what is that? And I felt like when I was sitting down for this episode today, I realized that it's really interchangeable with the idea of spirituality. Now, before I start doing this, I really want you to take time if you want to pause this and come back, or if you want to, at the end of this episode, sit down for yourself and just feel into, what does spirituality mean to me? What is it, right? Now, of course, for me, it's all of the things. It's all of the broad spectrum of everything and anything. It's us being human. It's us being spiritual beings in a human experience. It's us experiencing church and community, and it's us, you know, enjoying nature, and it's feeling that connection, like to the birds and the trees and the breeze when you're out on a walk in the mountains or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and it's the galaxy, like stargate, like I love stargazing. That's one of the things that when I was a kid, it was one of my favorite things to do, was go outside and watch the stars. And just, it's just so hard to put into words what spirituality is. But when I was trying to define embodied grace, what it came down to was freedom, right? It's freedom from self-criticism, freedom from negative thinking, freedom from anxiety and worry, because believe me, I was really good at both of those, anxiety and worry. And it was embracing your truth in a different way, like embracing yourself, embracing the life that you have. It was really, for me, also embracing self-awareness and learning how to do what was right for me instead of falling into the shoulds, right? embodied grace was learning to have good boundaries. It was about claiming my worth as a human, claiming my worth as a woman, as a person, all of those things. And then aligning with things that feel good, right? Having goals and intentions, but really even more than the goals and intentions, learning to dance in life and learning to flow with the ebbs and flows, right? So this, all of this that is now my work was my own soul searching, right? It was really learning to create amazing changes in my own life. And that came from working on my physical health, my mindset and my emotions, you know, diving deeper into my own emotions. And then for me, accepting the spiritual gifts that I have, which is seeing the other realms, feeling the energy, understanding that angels and demons and everything in between are all really a part of this experience. And it's just depends how tapped into it that you are. But even if you don't see it or feel it or understand it, it's part of your experience because there's so many history books and so many books about, and even the Bible alone, there's angels and demons. So the stories are there, whether you know it or not, and whether it's like real to you or not, it's part of the existence that we're in, right? It's part of this, the dichotomy of the experience of the contrast that is this earth life as humans, right? So all of this has been diving deeper into my own experience and feeling a little bit more freedom in life, right? Which in that spiritual quest, right? In that spirituality, it helped me learn to break cycles of things like self-criticism, the doubt and the anxiety, the negative thoughts, the lack mentality, and poverty consciousness, which is something that I didn't even know I had until I started learning about divine laws and spiritual laws and how that really does work in this universe and how you can change your life and create a life you love by changing the way you think about things. So this whole idea of spirituality is so hard to even put into words. So when you say, what is spirituality? Like every single person is going to have a different definition of what that is for them, right? So for me, it's in a nutshell, it's divine alignment and embracing myself, living life to the fullest, understanding that there's potential, right? Like, I don't think I would believe in potential if I didn't understand in spirituality. And if I didn't understand that there are things bigger than us that are working together to create this universe so that we can have this experience, right? But what's even more important to me and what I feel like spirituality to me is blessed assurance. And that's an old hymn that I absolutely love. But this idea of blessed assurance, it's assurance that all is well in divine truth. Like no matter what is going on in the world, no matter how hard things seem, no matter how wonky things seem to the outer world, it's going deep within and knowing that all is well in your heart. Now, this is kind of a silly thing, but I hadn't seen this movie and read this book in ages, but Eat, Pray, Love came on Netflix here recently. And I watched it again and I'm like, you know, this is a perfect example of how we go searching outside of ourselves for spirituality, for understanding, for assurance, for knowing, right? But when you come full circle, you realize that it comes back to yourself. So spirituality to me is this journey of bringing you back to yourself and the divinity within and that divine connection to God, source, universe, of all that, it like God is all it, to me, God is the source of all that is, right? So whatever that term is for you, I know some people are not comfortable with the word God and they use source and they use the universe, but to me, it is all the same. It is that the one divine essence that we can never really truly understand or explain, even though we can feel it in our heart and feeling that blessed assurance that somehow there's a deep knowing that all is well in divine truth. And so I just want to leave you guys with that idea of blessed assurance and maybe take a minute today and journal for yourself. And what is spirituality to you? I'm going to drop in the show comments a nature meditation. It's just sounds and music, because I feel like it would really be good energy and sounds for you to work with when you're sitting down for yourself today and writing out, what is spirituality to you? What does blessed assurance mean to you? Do you have that deep knowing that all is well in divine truth? Let's dig into this a little bit. Sending you guys all lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to grab the free downloadable resources for this episode. You can find the details in the show notes.
Remember that Jennifer offers an app, a variety of online courses, as well as private VIP coaching and mentorship. You can find out more about this on her website at jenniferlonberg.com.